What we are here to do now as a company of God's people is very simple and very biblical. It arises right out of the practice of the early church. When we read, for example, in Acts 13, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and prayer, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went. It is this sharing in the call of Heather and Christine to the ministry to which God has called them that we are recognizing this morning. I do not think that when they laid hands upon people in the early church, they were conferring some special status upon them. What I think they were doing was declaring publicly that they identified themselves with this ministry and shared in the responsibility before God of standing with them in it. Now, as we ask Heather and Christine to kneel as we pray, we shall be laying hands upon them and setting them apart to this ministry. And I'm going to ask you that as a token of identifying yourself with this ministry to which God has called them and with this work of the Holy Spirit in setting them apart for this ministry, that you will stand in support of them, covenanting before God every form of support that they will need. And this we shall do now as we stand in the presence of God and as they kneel. Let us pray together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for these two, your dear servants and your children. We bless you for all the way in which you have led them and ordered their lives, for the grace of God that brought them to saving faith in Jesus, we praise you for all the way in which you have ordered their steps and for leading them into this ministry and giving to them the clarity of your call. We bless your name. Now, Father, as your people, we would by prayer and the laying on of our hands set them apart to this ministry, acknowledging before you that all our dependence is upon you, and commending them to your fatherly grace. We pray that you will fill them with all the fullness of God, anoint them by your Holy Spirit, bring into their lives the gifts that they will need, and equip them by your Spirit for every situation that they will face in these coming years. We as your people, our Heavenly Father, covenant ourselves before you to stand with them in this ministry by prayer and love and giving. We pray that you will keep us faithful and that you will keep them faithful to you, faithful to your holy word, and faithful to the calling with which you have called them. Grant them great joy in your service, and may they be fruitful in your hand, so that in the end of time, many may be in the harvest that you gather for your glory from their labors. We ask it to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in his perfect name, amen.
Amen.
Would you rise? Now we close our service with some verses from a hymn which will express what is most deeply on Heather and Christine's heart. Jesus, Master, whose I am, purchased thine alone to be. Let my heart be all thine own. Let me live to thee alone. We omit verse 2 of hymn 431. singing verses 1, 3, and 4, Jesus, Master, whose I am. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to Himself. May the joy of the Lord Jesus fill your soul. May the peace of the Lord Jesus guard your mind. May the power of the Lord Jesus equip you for His service. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you always.